Jerobong Picnic Cup was won on the weekend by Johnny Wilson on Woolatont, and I think his last winner was 17 years ago in the 2002 Jerobong Picnic Cup on Sports Fair. He's with me now. Morning, John.
Good morning, Cozzy. How are you going?
Mate, I'm good now. Is that correct? Your last winner was 17 years ago, 2002 Jerobong Picnic Cup Sports Fair?
That's correct.
You go all right first up, 17 years spell.
Yeah, long time between drinks.
Now, mate, tell us the story. I spoke to Ricky Blewett and he said he pestered you and said, come on, make a comeback. Is that right?
Yeah. I've been in the racing game all my life. And then I was working for a bloke called Brian Buckley in Orange. And he got pretty crook and gave the game away, so I gave it away with him. And I moved from Orange out to Narromine and went into Dubbo to do some shopping, and I ran into Kylie Kennedy, and she was asking me what I was doing, and I said nothing, and she asked me to come and ride a few work. So I started to ride work, and then Ricky just kept hounding me to come back to the picnic.
Now, there are varying amounts of weight that were lost, and as the time goes on, it may increase, and we won't stop that, John. But Ricky said around 7 kilos you dropped in a week. I saw a report 10 kilos.
No, I was 71 on Monday, and I was 63 at the races.
You've dropped 8 kegs in a week?
Yes.
Holy smokes, how'd you do that?
Just riding track work with a lot of sweat gear on. Doing a bit of whippersnipping with sweat gear on. I never went to the sauna, so just work with sweat gear on mainly.
There are women all over Sydney running to the garage now looking for their husband's whippersnipper and a wetsuit I need to put on to try and drop a few kilos. That's going to be one of the best diets of the lot, John. 8 kegs in a week.
Yes. I surprised myself.
Now, I saw the race. It was on Facebook. Mick Wallace put it on there, and you shot clear. You're never going to get beaten on Woolatont.
No. He was just too good for him, way too good for that field.
I got to ask you, what did it feel like when you straightened and kicked and you thought, I'm home here?
Well, I didn't really have the time to think because I was too tired.
Did you have a good blow after, did you?
Yes.
I hope you celebrated Saturday night.
I had a couple on Saturday night, but I got a ride at Condo on Saturday, so I couldn't go too big.
All right. So how many rides you get at Condoblin?
Five.
Wow, you'll have a manager shortly. You'll be back flat out, won't you?
Yeah, Ricky helps me get the rides because I'm just starting off, and till my name gets into the calendar.
Yep.
No one's got my number, so.
Well, I suppose they could ring Ricky to get hold of you, couldn't they? Ricky Blewett.
Yes, he's sort of my manager now.
All right. So five at Condoblin. You reckon you're in with a live chance to just keep this run of success going?
Oh, it'll be nice to think so. It's hard to do the form at the picnics. You can have a horse with no form and it can get up and win at the picnics. It's just a better, different racing and stuff. So you got to be in it to win it. So I've got five live chances and hopefully one to get home.
Well, I've got to tell you, it's often people go to the picnics and they think they're going to have an easy kill. They get there and they get flogged. They're not that easy to win.
No, you just can't go off their form. It's just too hard. Unless they've got the picnic form, because they've got a lot more weight. The weight's a bit more compressed, and it's whether or not they can carry that weight too.
All right, well, look, congratulations. It's a great story. 17 years between runs, and you've got the money. Mate, Oregon's fantastic. Good luck at Condoblin on the weekend too. You're on fire.
Thank you, Cozzy.
Good on you, John. John Wilson, that's a ripper story. 17 years, 2002, he won the Jerobong Picnic Cup, and he's come out and won it again after a 17-year spell. Absolutely brilliant.